Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 37th, highlighted four shows in the season finales and finished series section, but only two of them wrapped within the last week. Neurotic Literature, a narrated comedy from James Lark, posted the season 1 finale on the 16th of May. There are 10 episodes, giving you 5 hours of entertainment. The Metal Detective, a dramatized cyberpunk noir show from Velocity Studios, completed the entire series with only 4 episodes on May the 11th. Listen to the whole story in about 2 hours.
This week.
With every issue of The End, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. The first is Underwood and Flinch, a narrated horror series from author Mike Bennett. Now, this show dropped its first episode all the way back in 2008. Yeah, that is a very long time. And Mike has told and continues to tell lots of stories since that time, but he keeps returning to Underwood and Flinch. For good reasons, as you'll hear in this snippet from the very first episode.
"30 minutes later, Flinch found his master at the bow of the ship, gazing towards the distant horizon. Without turning, Underwood said, 'Hello, Flinch. How was dinner?'
'Oh, very nice, sir. Steamed steak pudding with peas and slightly lumpy mashed potato. And you?'
'Old chap called Jenkins. Turns out he was a detective. But yes, very tasty.'
'A detective, sir? Should I be concerned?'
'No. Anything he had on us I bunged out of his porthole, along with his gun.'
'What about the body, sir? Do I need to do any cleaning up?'
'No. Poor fellow made his own quietus.' Underwood smiled. 'At least that's what it looks like, anyway.'
'Very good, sir.'
Flinch joined his master at the rail. Ahead of them, the fog was thinning. A full moon shone like a smudged thumbprint on the sky, its light reflecting on the surface of the sea as if painting a silver path to their destination. Underwood pointed to a distant lighthouse that winked at them from the blackness. 'Look, land. It won't be long now. You must be quite excited, eh?' Flinch tried to smile.
I dare say life at Helmsina will be very interesting, my lord.'
Underwood looked at him. 'Is that all? I thought you'd be thrilled.'
Well, yes, but...
Flinch looked down at his shoes.
I just wish you'd reconsider, sir. I mean, it's not as though you'd be in any danger. Not in Spain, of all places.
Oh, it's nothing to do with danger, Arthur. It's more to do with..." Underwood sighed. Exhaustion. What with the last war, that business in New York, the Suez affair. I need a rest, old man. Surely you can understand that."
Underwood and Flinch makes up the first 4 seasons of Mike's show and will give you about 60 hours of fantastic entertainment. My second recommendation is Narcissa, a dramatized sci-fi thriller from Q-Code Media that I listed in the 2nd issue ever of The End. I hadn't listened to Narcissa back then, but I since have. It's great. You should listen. Here's the trailer to tell you why.
If you could have 1 superpower, what would it be? Some might say flying, others time travel. But there will always be some kid who, despite everything, still thinks mind reading is cool. Well, kid, I can tell you firsthand, it's not a superpower.
Last week marks the 10th victim in what the police are now calling a string of serial murders.
While I can't say for sure that this is the work of a reader, I'd like to remind you all to practice mind reader awareness.
Did you know about this?
They're looking for mind readers again. I actually can't believe they still haven't caught him. I guess I shouldn't even say him. The killer could be a she.
Sydney, right?
Have we met before?
I don't think so.
What? Why can't I read her? This is impossible.
You really don't understand how dangerous your sister is, do you?
Take the turn. Turn, Sid!
Freeze! We need you to put your hands...
Pow, pow, pow! You die, you stupid reader!
Let me out of here! What's going on?
I think I love you.
Wake up!
It's hard to remember my life before. Before I got messed up in all of this. Before I met you.
Enjoy all 8 episodes of Narcissa. The story is complete in about 5 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 4 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of them starts in the next week. Moreland P.I., a dramatized romantic comedy from Nove Storytelling Collective, starts its second season on the 22nd of May. Listen to the 4 episodes of season 1 before then. It'll only take you about an hour and a half. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 37th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening.